How y'all doing today? I'm not doing too bad. I'm going to share a little bit why I'm here and what got me up here. Pam, me and my fiance, we are in a family court. They took my girls out the house for using drugs. So we had to buckle down and get them back home. So to phase up in family court, you have to give a speech. And I wrote this speech, heartfelt. It really wasn't meant for me to share it with y'all, but Pam came to me and asked me to. So I'll start this off. Can everybody say, blessed be the man?
Blessed be the man.
Blessed be the woman.
Blessed be the woman.
This is the start of my speech. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you the reason for the hope that is in you. So today I've been given the opportunity to phase up. Now to start this, I will start it with a statement that I spoke the very first time I stood up in court. Whatever the bad in the situation that you are going through, there's just as much good in it. Now for me, none of this program has been hard. Reason being, this is about my little girls. Now who would not jump in a pool and save their kids if they were drowning? So that is what I have to look, that is how I have to look at this situation. They are in a pool and I must jump in to save them. Bear with me a little bit, I'm reading off my phone. Let's keep this real. The messed up thing about this, I'm the one to put the pool there. I have deep regrets in my actions, and I have no problem in doing what must be done to save them, because that is what a father does. Now, I will share something with you that I use as my main motivation to be successful in this program, and that motivation is my 11-year-old daughter, Trinity. You see, I am not scared of the judge as much as I'm scared of her. And what it is that scares me and drives me to not just be successful in this program, but in the rest of my life. I don't want her to ever come to me and say that I wouldn't do what needed to be done to save her and her little sister. So with that being said, I want to thank you, Nikki, that's my fiance, for once we got into this situation, that you showed up and showed out. Thank you to my case manager, Michelle, because you've been in the eye of the storm with me. And I have to use the words, the lyrics of a song by REO Speedwagon, Riding the Storm Out. And to the judge for having a program like this and overseeing it. With a strong and compassionate hand. To Keisha, for when she took a look at me, She said, Howard, you got this. And to the rest of the DCS team, Jenna and Maya, for the support in the courtroom and for me out on the street corner. And thank you, Sam, for your interest taken into my life and the things I do outside this court. Last and not least, Marvin and Pam, thank you for being a part of this program. And showing the love of Christ. Then, to the participants that are in this program, I even use you and your situation to help keep me motivated and push me through. So I must say to you, may God bless you and keep your game tight. So in closing, I must use some heartfelt words from Kobe Bryant. God is great. It gets no more simpler than that. You can know it all you want, but when you have to pick up that cross that you cannot carry, and God comes and picks up the cross in you, then you know it. This speech was not given really not to share, and I have had to share it numerous times and give copies of it. And I'm thankful, grateful. Things in life are not hard, but you have to keep pushing. Now, I'm going to share one other thing with you that has to deal with me on a personal level. One of the first things is, when God finds favor in you, Lau was almost a family member. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Close to it, eh? Yeah. He almost married into the family. I've known Lau. God, we go back a long way. And so when Marvin and Pam invited me to come here, this somewhat felt like home. Because first I saw was Lau. Second, Greg Marshall. I've known him since 1970. There's not too many of us left. But we're still here. And we can see.
Excuse me, Mr. Sim. I think that's 65.
Ah, he goes all the way back. 65. I was trying to mellow it down a little bit. But the thing that I'm going to share, that first verse, now let me do it this way. Probably the one thing that saved me, I had a praying family. When you have somebody that prays for you, hands have been laid on me when I was this little. And I think that I only made it this far because I was prayed for. So that first verse that I read is a verse that I live by. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The one thing that I had to learn to do, quit trying to understand with my understanding. Because us out in this world, we understand things in a worldly manner. If there's anything that I can get y'all to take from me out of this, if you believe in Jesus Christ, quit trying to understand it the way you understand it. He's been places and heard things that's been said about you, done to you that you don't even know. Acknowledge him in everything. And when I say everything, everything. And he will direct your path. I live by that daily. You can't go wrong. You just trust him. Even when that path seems rough and hard, Remember, I made a comment in the beginning of it. Whatever bad situation you are going through is just as much good. But in our understanding, in this worldly understanding, we don't. When something bad happens to you, you ride in on the bad. But I just said, there's just as much equivalent good. The situation didn't like it, but believe me, I found just as much good. Got money in my pocket. Don't have to worry about the drug drama no more. There's just as been just as much good in that situation. Now I'll share a little something with me, about me and Nikki. We went in the program March 25th, being clean. You know, anybody that's been on house arrest and programs and stuff ain't failed a test. Everything they ask us to do, I've done with no problem. We got our kids. We get our kids back in September. Started over. Started overnight visits last week. Had our girls, out of 7 days, we got them 4 of those days. It's been beautiful. And come September 22nd, our counselor just told us today, they'll be back home.
Amen.
So I'm going to share with you. If you notice when he said what to be grateful for. And I think that's not the first time I said it. Grace and mercy.
Right.
Definition in Christian belief. Grace. The free and unmerited favor of God at a manifest in salvation of sinners and bestowed of blessings. Mercy. Compassion and forgiveness shown toward someone who is within one's power to punish or harm. All of us are here because of grace and mercy. We've done things that we definitely deserve to be punished for. I mean, my kids could be removed the night back home, but he's allowed it. That's about all I got to say. I'm blessed to be able to stand here and talk. Do I still have troubles? Yeah. It ain't drug troubles, though. He's removed that. I have not had to struggle to want to use, not even be out there. I have not, no desire. I was a person pleaser. I always wanted to have people. Man, I'm cool sitting at home in my rocker by myself. I'm a musician. He's blessed me with my music. I was going in bars and playing. You get a small percentage, you take a group of guys in to play music, and you have to split the pot that you get. About Father's Day, relying on him to direct your path. I'm going downtown, and I see all these people around. And something tells me, say, well, God, there's people in New York City that stand on the corner and perform. So Father's Day, I took out, found a corner with Nikki's suggestion. I wanted to sit on this side of the corner. She said, get on this side of the corner. Okay, I went on this side. Well, Three Rivers Festival came. A week later after that, I think I went down by like 5 days, 4 days during Three Rivers Festival. Made almost $1,000.
Amen.
So that opened my eye to a little something. Went down to Pride Fest, sat in between the bridge and the pavilion. 3 hours, I made $500. I've been way more blessed going out on the corner playing than I've been in any bar. But I had to follow his path. He talks to me. And I say, go here. He said, go here. I go here. But like I said, if there's anything, none of us would be in this sanctuary right now if it wasn't for his grace and mercy. Because we're all worthy to be punished for a lot of things we've done. And if he still finds favor, cancer. But they're still here. It goes a long way. With that, I'm done. All right.